From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is condemning today's suicide bombings in Baghdad as outrageous attacks, but he said they were no match for the courage and resilience of the Iraqi people. The two blasts killed at least 132 people and injured hundreds of others. NPR's Quil Lawrence has more.
Near simultaneous explosions ripped the walls off the office buildings of Iraq's Justice Ministry and Baghdad's Municipal Council, leaving dozens of cars mangled and burned in the crowded street below, just as Iraq's workday began. Wounded men and women staggered away as rescue workers and security forces rushed in. The blast also breached a water main, flooding the intersection near the second attack. Iraqi authorities have blamed al-Qaeda, as they did with similar bombings in August that hit the finance and foreign ministry buildings. Iraq is entering an election season during which violence is expected to rise from the relatively low levels of the past 2 years. Today, some grieving survivors blamed the sitting government for failing to provide security. Others cursed Islamist extremists for trying to derail Iraq's fledgling democracy. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Some key Senate Democrats say they are now confident that a public insurance option for uninsured Americans will be included in a compromise bill that's being worked out and will be headed soon to the full Senate. But other lawmakers caution that any public option may have to be modified to attract the 60 votes needed to overcome a possible filibuster. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold told CBS's Face the Nation that there is now a good chance the bill sent to the Senate floor will include a public option.
I think we've got some chance of prevailing in the Senate on it, and if we don't, I think there's a chance it'll come through the House. So I'm becoming increasingly optimistic.
On the same program, Arizona Republican John McCain said Democrats do seem to have the votes now to pass health care legislation.
Democrats are very aware that they don't want a repeat of the Clinton failure in 1994. So I think it's likely they will get something through.
But Missouri Democrat Claire McCaskill warned on ABC's This Week that the public option that's included in the bill may not end up in the final version.
I think what we're going to end up with is having votes on a number of choices.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The debate over legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system may be highly partisan, but GOP leaders insist that is not the case with regard to the government response to the swine flu outbreak. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
The administration tells us that we've given them all the authority and all the money they need. So if they need anything additionally from Congress, I know we'll be happy to provide it on a totally bipartisan basis.
McConnell was on ABC's This Week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 46 states now have widespread swine flu activity. President Obama has declared the outbreak a national emergency to speed up the response to any surge in cases. This is NPR News from Washington. Gasoline prices have jumped sharply over the past 2 weeks, up nearly 18 cents a gallon to a national average of $2.66 a gallon for self-service regular. That's the biggest jump in prices at the pump since late July. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says rising crude oil costs are the main reason for the increase. Federal investigators are looking through a smoldering fuel depot in San Juan, Puerto Rico, looking for any indication of whether an explosion there was intentionally triggered. The blast, shortly after midnight Friday, set fire to half of the fuel tanks at the facility and spewed toxic smoke over a wide area, forcing the evacuation of hundreds of people. A wildfire in the mountains near Santa Cruz, California, has forced evacuation of nearly 100 homes from member station KUSP. J.D. Hilliard has the story.
Hundreds of firefighters have been mustered on the scene of the Loma Fire, which started early Sunday morning. California's Cal Fire Agency has not estimated when it will gain control. The terrain includes steep canyons and dense trees and brush with sparse homes. A blaze a few miles away burned dozens of homes in May of last year. California is in the midst of a drought. Heavy rains fell in the region almost 2 weeks ago, but conditions do not seem to have improved. More crews from neighboring areas have been requested. Helicopters and airplanes were dropping water and retardant after being initially grounded Sunday morning by high winds. For NPR News, I'm J.D. Hillard in Santa Cruz.
Transit system workers in Philadelphia have voted to authorize a strike 3 days before the Phillies are slated to play their first World Series game. The head of the union representing the transit workers says he hopes a deal can be reached before then. Contract negotiations are set to resume tomorrow. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.